going to see whether we can answer that question before this program is over tonight. And maybe Judah Fried will be the one to help us with it. He's written a book called Global Sense. And Judah, can I, you know, this thing about what have you done today to maybe make an effect on a global scale? Could I kind of redefine that? Because I think that's kind of daunting. Because if you think, well, gee, what did I do to help Sudan today? Or what did I do to help the people who are, you know, prisoners of war here and there? I mean, aren't we really talking about some small, like, pay it forward thematic, some sort of, you know, act of kindness that you've done? Because then there's a ripple effect. Isn't that more or less what we're looking for?
Well, certainly those paid-forward ripple effect random acts of kindness make a difference. But we can actually have a direct influence on those global issues. For example, when was the last time somebody called their representative of Congress? When was the last time someone sent a letter to the editor of their newspaper? When was the last time somebody got in a conversation with somebody, instead of ranting and raving, actually engaged in reason? And actually presented evidence and logic to back up their arguments, mm-hmm. no matter where they might come down on the argument.
Okay.
When was the last time that somebody put together a care package to organize a food drive? When was the last time somebody, called the representatives of the United Nations and said, or sent a polite email and said, this is what I'd like to see you do.
I hear the example now because, for instance, as I mentioned, I have a teenage girl who's going to be on with us in the 1 o'clock hour, and she organized a concert this past weekend with a variety of bands here on the local level in St. Louis to draw attention to what's going on in Darfur.
Ah.
So, I mean, that would be a great example, right? So, okay. So, again, any way that you feel.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Winona Hawkins Banky.
Oh.
Yep. And she's a local girl. She goes to Webster High School.
Yeah, see, she's doing an action that, to me, makes global sense.
Right, right. And as we say in the practical idealism section of your book, Global Sense, 76 ways to change the world today. So if you don't, you know, I'm talking to a listener, if you don't have an idea now how to do it, this would give you an idea of something that you could do.
Yeah, if people are listening, they have access to the website, just go there now and download it. It's a simple Word document.
Yep, and it's globalsense.info.
Yeah, globalsense.info or judahfried.com.
Okay, and once again, if you're one of the first three callers that can say that you've you understand what the global implications are of something that you've done and you'd like a copy of Judah's book, we'll give you a copy of Judah's book. On the other hand, as we said, once we have these discussions as they go forth, and you present your viewpoint, if it's something that you agree with or disagree with, you're welcome to call at 969-9797 and 866-455-9797. And if you're okay with us, Judah, I think we do have somebody on the line that would like to speak to you.
Wonderful. Let's dive in.
All right. This is Drew. Drew, you're on with Judah Fried.
Well, I had a previous point, but, I don't know if I anything globally today. I live in St. Ann. And our power's still out, and I intervened. We had a lady who was very upset that the internet said at 9 o'clock or 8:30 we were supposed to have power, and she took it on herself to ream the people from Louisiana over it. And I just as a utility contractor, I know what goes in and.
Now, why would she ream people from Louisiana? Explain that.
Because
to me.
They showed up at 5 o'clock this evening, and they assessed what was going on, and we need some tree removal before they can actually get it in. They're going to have to put in three new poles.
Okay, so these are people from outside of our area that came in as kind of experts with this because of, I guess, what happened.
Oh, yeah, and I've traveled. I did Ameren's underground work, and I've traveled to help, and I felt the need to intervene as another neighbor that,
all right, so
you know,
not only
are you slowing them down, but uh-huh. but it's these guys are here to help us, and
all right,
you know,
so
it's not fair.
You're trying to defuse a situation that could have become ugly because she didn't quite understand what these folks were doing, and she was frustrated with the lack of power. Is that pretty much a good
exactly, and the fact that they were going to leave at 8 o'clock at night when we still didn't have power to to go to their hotel because they've been out 14 hours already, you know, that day.
All right, so let's get Judah's opinion on this.
So if you took your act of kindness and community service today, what would be the larger global implications of what you did?
Well, I certainly hope that I widened her understanding of the situation and an overall kindness, an understanding of kindness for what people are doing for us. And I certainly hope she goes on in life to touch everyone she deals with the same attitude.
So would you say that you helped her shift from anger to compassion?
I certainly hope so. She left with a smile, and the guys from Louisiana were real, and they'll be out in the morning, and we should be restored tomorrow.
Does that qualify, Judah?
Yeah, definitely. And I'd also want to give you a personal acknowledgement, because what you did today, I think you made the hardest journey that any man can make, which is the journey from that 18 inches from the brain to the heart.
Well, and I have one other question, because I'm a construction worker. I drive a semi in all these construction sites on the highway. I haul the asphalt. I haul the concrete bearer. And isn't there a point where it's okay to be upset? I mean, I see people. I've dealt with many fatal crashes, people, administered first aid. And at times, I really pride myself on trying to be a happy person. And by doing that, hopefully everybody around me is a little happier in their day. But at one point, I just get so frustrated. You can call it road rage, whatever. But when people, they don't realize they're taking other people's lives in their hands with their vehicle, and then I end up the one who's upset and bewildered. And,
all right, Drew, let's let Judah answer that one.
Well, the question is what we do with those natural emotions. If we use them as a catalyst to look at what's the trigger for us. I mean, for example, when I get angry at somebody, in almost every case, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me now, but in almost every case when I'm angry at somebody, there's usually some part of me that either I'm not dealing with well and I don't want to really face that part of myself, so I blame that other person. The other thing that triggers me is a feeling of injustice, because in my childhood I went through a lot of experiences where I suffered some abuse and some other stuff that makes me really sensitive to anything that makes me feel like I'm being mistreated.
Judah, I think Drew wants to know if there's a place for anger.
Oh, hey, it's real. It can be very motivating.
Okay.
The question is whether or not we use it to lash out, or
right,
we use it to look at ourselves and transmute it.
All right, hold on now. Drew, I'm going to give you a copy of the book if you can hold the line, please.
Yes, sir.
All right. And we're going to continue our discussion here with Judah Fried, who has written a book called Global Sense.
He really opens up, I think, a really important global issue here, because if you look at what a lot of people do with anger is they think they're supposed to get even. And if you take what's going on in the Middle East right now, whether you take the timeline starting with the acts of the Hezbollah, or you take the timeline starting with the acts of the Israelis, either way, you've got the two descendants of the sons of Abraham fighting with each other over the mythical birthright to their father's quote unquote throne, to the ownership of the land, this territorial turf right.
So, what would be the solution? I mean, and I'm going to have to ask you quickly because I got to take a break if I'm going to come back with more.
Sure. So to laser it would be that rather than focusing on violence and retribution and revenge, instead realize there is no us and them, it's all us, and to also realize that an eye for an eye only leaves us blinded by hate.
Judah Fried is who we're talking to. Global Sense, the name of his book, and we'll have more coming up.
More truth next.